You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jay down in New Orleans, and you're listening to the good folks at World Footprints.
Let's return to World Footprints Radio with Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick on TalkZone.com.
Yippee, indeed. I don't know if y'all heard that in the back, but, you know, French Quarter Festival is a festival of eclectic music. So thank you for joining us. And, you know, we are so excited, our next guest. And I have a trivia question for you all. What do the following have in common? Britney Spears, President Bill Clinton, B.B. King, Tina Turner, the Neville Brothers, Cyndi Lauper, Jimmy Buffett, Wheel of Fortune, the Smithsonian Museum, and Bonnie Raitt. That's the, you know, talk about eclectic.
It is.
That list. But the common denominator is our next guest. They have either performed with or have been entertained by Rockin' Dupsy Jr. and the Zydeco Twisters. Described as a Mick Jagger of the march, Rockin' Dupsy Jr. has traveled to more cities than a Greyhound bus or a Delta airplane. And we are so fortunate to have him take some time out of his hectic schedule, because I know he's performing this weekend, to spend some time with us on World Footprints Radio. Welcome.
It's good to be here. Welcome to New Orleans.
Oh, thank you. Man, you are one of the baddest dudes on the planet. You know it.
Come on.
Oh, you know that's true.
I appreciate that. I'll take that as a huge compliment coming from you.
Honestly, I saw you last year at the Hornets Pep Rally, and I thought I saw James Brown before me. It was so bad.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? And you did a move, and I thought it hurt me, because I thought, I don't do splits anymore. You know, I'm pretty sure I saw you going down.
I still have a few years in, but I don't know how much more. You know, I'm all right.
Well, I feel like I'm that we're in the presence of royalty, so I'm going to curtsy to you.
Oh, well, no. y'all so kind.
Oh, well, you're kind to join us, and thank you so much for stopping by. Yeah, it's our pleasure. And I want to ask, you know, the list of people you performed with just goes on. I mean, I could have spent the whole 15 minutes really talking about the people you perform with, and, you know, not including Paul Simon and James Brown. I mean, and the shows, Kathy Lee and Regis, or Regis and Kathy Lee. Ooh, yeah. I would have gotten in trouble on that one. Gail King, and, you know, all this really started, I understand, when you got an accordion at the age of 9, which was later followed by the most, the critical instrument in a Zydeco band, the washboard.
Right.
Tell us about your start and just your evolution.
Well, actually, as you know, my father, Rockin' Dupsy Sr., was one of the pioneers of Zydeco music. Mm-hmm. He was playing, they started Zydeco music back in the 50s, but back then it wouldn't call Zydeco music. It was called La La Music.
La La Music.
Yeah, and Zydeco music really didn't start to be called Zydeco music till the late 70s, like 77, 78. And Zydeco in French is a snap bean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The green man in the can. And, you know, like, if, where you going tonight? I'm going to the Zydeco. And when my father first started, it was just him and a cousin of his called Chester Zeno. And they played a car. My dad was an accordion player, and Chester was the washboard player.
Mm.
And when they play a la-la on a Saturday night, they'd go to somebody's living room, take all the furniture out, charge a quarter to get in, you know, and that's how it all started. And then growing up in the my father's household, you know, there were guys that came around, like B.B. King would come to visit my father at the house, the late great Gate Mount Brown, and, you know, a whole Charles Brown, a whole lot of them. And I guess growing up, I was a young kid that was so influenced by rhythm and blues and rock and roll, which some of my biggest influence was, you know, of course, guys like James Brown and Wilson Pickett, Sam Cooke, you know, Jackie Wilson, all your great entertainers, you know.
Yeah.
So, and of course, then came Michael Jackson and Prince, and I try to collaborate, you know, what they do into my show.
You
do it so well, and as I said, I was just mesmerized. There are very few people I've been mesmerized. I've seen Prince live. That's where you took me. And I just said, wow, man is amazing.
You know, and I'll just forewarn you, Ian might try to emulate you because
he,
I wish he would come out to show tomorrow night.
Oh, but you know what? I'm telling you, he will sing. You know, after a few glasses of something, he will get on the stage at a karaoke and try to do James Brown. Now,
it's a little bit
embarrassing for me, but you know,
it's embarrassing for me. But hey, you know,
I bet despite the drinks, he got his moves.
I could only hope and pray.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Now, out of all of the different people that you've performed with, and considering their different genres of music, Zydeco music has really broken out of its southern Louisiana breeding ground to become very universal. How did that happen?
Well, you know, Zydeco music is kind of started off like reggae. You know, reggae had like a slow start, and it was all the reggae followers, and then it broke through. But then Zydeco music, you start having the guys like the Paul Simons and the Jimmy Buffets and, you know, all these cats listening to Zydeco music. They come down, like, there's a lot of places I go around California, New York City, where you'll have either Billy Joel or Dennis Quaid or somebody get on stage and come rock out to Zydeco. If you're not dancing to Zydeco music, then you got a hole in your soul.
Yeah,
you know,
indeed.
and we try to get a crossover to a different rhythm and blues style with the Zydeco stuff. And as you can hear, there's a lot of Zydeco music and a lot of national commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So that's working. You know, that's working real well. But you know, one of the greatest influences with my career, for me, was being home on a Saturday morning and getting a call from my manager and Beyonce was in town doing her B-Day CD.
Oh, my.
And she wanted some Zydeco flavor on her CD. And she goes, how soon can you get to Oak Alley Plantation? And I'm like, in 10 minutes. You serious? She said, Beyonce wants you. But I did not perform on the record, but she wanted a Zydeco look. She wanted the Cardi and the washboard. So if you got the B-Day CD, they got like 15 pictures of us together on the inside of the CD cover. So it was pretty cool.
Is there anybody else that, I mean, you performed with everybody, but is there anybody out there that you're dying to perform with?
I'd like to do some stuff. Actually, I'd like to do some stuff with Mick Jagger. And I'd like to do some stuff with Usher, Chris Paul.
Okay.
Those young guys showing him his old man still got a little fire.
Oh, man. Man, you got more than fire. You got an inferno.
Oh, man.
So soon.
You, man.
So soon.
Hey, I appreciate that. I like this guy. He's a keeper.
Well, hey, you know, one of the things in just talking about Zydeco music, it's that all of these different instruments. You've got music, and then you got stuff that my grandmother used to clean clothes with, washboards,
right.
All of that stuff. Talk to us about how it just blends everything, because I've seen musicians all over. I can remember being in Toronto when I was a kid, and some young boys grabbed some Rubbermaid trash cans and were just jamming right there on Yonge Street, you know, just taking what's there. And that sounds like part of what Zydeco is. Work with what you got.
Yeah, Zydeco. I mean, there's no chart to put on and go in the studio and do Zydeco. I remember when we were recording with Bob Dylan on the Old Mercy CD. He had a chart. I remember my father saying, look, just let's go with what we feel. Because Zydeco, you play Zydeco from your heart. It's what you feel. And, I mean, you have a washboard, you have a accordion, some have a harmonica. And I add elements to my group after the passing of my father that he never had. I add an extra trumpet, kept the saxophone, I add a keyboard player, because I wanted that big sound. And Zydeco music, as you say, it goes way back to the days of like the T-Bone Walker, you know, the Slim Harpos. You take all that rhythm and blues stuff, and Zydeco music, you know, they say country music is like singing about a sad song.
Uh-huh.
Zydeco music is less... It's like singing through poverty, you know. It's like working your way up to the top, you know. Because, I mean, my dad growing up, my dad never had a high school education. Never got a chance to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
All he did was work in the field, broke, pick cotton and broke potatoes and stuff. And, you know, that's what Zydeco is all about, you know, talking about the life, how you growing up, and you know, that lived through me.
Speaking of your dad, he was honored. His crown was put on permanent display, and I actually shared that with somebody here who didn't know this.
Uh-huh.
But it's at permanent display at the Smithsonian in our hometown, Washington, D.C.
Right.
And you went there. You were honored, but you also performed. What was that like for you?
Actually, we went there. We performed, and it was more than an honor to me. I think after the show, everybody loved the show, but I think when the show was over, the people at Smithsonian wanted to. If they could have tied me up and had me locked up, they would, because I was performing, and the crowd was sitting down. And you don't come to Rock and Duke's show and sit down.
I know.
And the guy informed me. He goes, "Look, we have no dancing in here, so everybody's got to sit down and enjoy
the
show."
Smithsonian? Oh,
yeah.
No.
And I'm like, "Y'all got to get up and come party and have a great time." And
you got to shake those folks up in D.C.
Right, right.
Get them off their butts.
And they got up and they had a good time, and it was a great honor for my father. And you know, my father was left-handed. Mm. Of course, I'm left-handed, but the greatest thing about my father, he took a right-hand accordion and he turned it upside down, and he learned how to play the keyboards coming up backwards.
Ooh.
Yeah, so my father was pretty much one of the only left-handed accordion players in the whole world. So that was great. That was a great thing. And actually, I have to throw this in here. I'm getting honored.
Oh, hello.
I'm getting honored into the Tipitina's Walk of Fame.
Oh.
So when you go to Tipitina's, I have my plaque on the sidewalk, and not only am I getting honored, two juniors are getting honored on the same day. It'll be Rockin' Doopsy Jr. and Harry Connick Jr. So,
fantastic.
I'm in great company, man. This is great.
Yeah. Man, well, congratulations. You know, we need to throw a party up in D.C.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay.
Now, I'm ready.
Now, one of the things that you talked about is just Zydeco and how it spread. We've got a guy up in D.C. you probably know about, Chuck Brown and Go-Go. It's got a lot of that, and, you know, you guys are just so connected, and so it's just interesting how all of this music just bridges so many people in so many places.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful thing, because guys like Chuck Brown, I think he's a very talented guy, they come to New Orleans, and they see a lot of different stuff, and they hear a lot of different music, and they take what we do and collaborate it into what they're doing, and it takes it around, and they say, "Man, where you heard that from?" You go, "Man, Rockin' Dukes." And so,
yeah.
You know, I'm coming to D.C., and I'm going to give y'all the real deal, so it's a great
Absolutely.
Thing. So how long y'all going to be in New Orleans?
Hey, we are here until Sunday, but,
Tomorrow.
Oh,
what time y'all out of here tomorrow?
Oh.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Oh, I perform at the old U.S. Mint at 5:45 to 7. I would love to have y'all introduce me, because anybody that comes out to the show tomorrow night, I tell you what, y'all just might want to tie your shoelaces tight. I'm planning on making you dance till you get dizzy.
I dance in flip-flops, so I'll just take the shoes off.
There you go, girl. Ain't nothing wrong with being barefooted.
Well, Rockin' Doopsy, thank you so much for joining
us
today. It's been an honor to have you on our show.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, you know.
Hopefully when I get up to D.C., we can see one another and hang out and have a good time.
Love to. Well, you have. I know how to find you. I know where you live.
Come see me.
Part of the agency.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
You know. But the man has it all. He is what we see in entertainment, the total package, you know.
Yes, he is.
You know, a triple threat.
And I think the boots he has on. Don't forget those boots.
The man has some of the baddest boots you've ever seen. I mean.
God bless you.
He's got superhero boots on.
You know. That's my running boots.
That's what helped you get to Beyonce in 10 minutes, right?
Okay. Hey, thank y'all for making this such a great festival and being a part of our great culture here, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Oh, every year. We're here every year.
Hey.
Every year.
I'm here. Holla.
All right.
Holla if you need me.
All right. Doopsy. We'll keep rocking on, and we'll see you all on the other side.
Yes.
I had good pitch, didn't I?
Yeah, you was right on it.
Thank you, dear.
You was right on it.
We'll see you right after
God bless
this break,
y'all. Enjoy.
I'm Lord Richard, and I'm from Northern Ireland, and I have a record company which produces New Orleans records, jazz records from the 1960s and early 70s from New Orleans, and I just love World Footprints.
The North American Travel Journalists Association invites all journalists, editors, CBBs, DMOs, and bloggers to their annual conference and marketplace, May 11th through 14th in Reno, Nevada. This is a fantastic opportunity to develop your craft through several professional development workshops. You'll also have invaluable opportunities to meet editors one-on-one, network, and participate in the marketplace. Friend them on Facebook for a huge discount. For details, visit their website at www.matcha.org. Make sure you mention World Footprints Radio when you sign up.
Health officials are concerned about a new influenza virus of swine origin that's spreading from person to person. Officials are acting to combat this threat, but the outbreak could grow. Prepare now. Check with local leaders, schools, employers, and other community groups about their plans regarding an outbreak in your community. It's important for everyone to know what to do about swine flu. For details, visit www.cdc.gov/swineflu or call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS.